Forces news,
events,
stories that matter.
On the Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories.
Your stories.
Ryan Garrison.
Germany.
After a long history in various forms, the community charity fund on Rheindahlen Military Complex has closed its books. Ran by volunteers, the group raised staggering amounts of money for local charities. Karen Clark was one of the founding members of the CCF after they evolved from the multinational fund in 2010. She explains how the money was raised.
The CCF raised the funds mainly with the Christmas Bazaar, which was always a huge event and really successful. And in addition to that, they started coffee mornings on a monthly basis, where volunteers provided the cakes, and those who came to eat them, they paid for them. Over the last 12 years, we raised about 240,000 euros, and the money was always evenly distributed between British and German charities.
The last four charities to be honoured by the CCF was ABF, the Soldiers Charity, Homeless Mönchengladbach, Haus der Heim, a local autistic charity, and Adam's Hoofing Hut. Station Sergeant Major WO2 John O'Hanlon was there to receive the donation.
I've come here today to receive a cheque of €700 on behalf of Adam's Hoofing Hut. I got to know about this charity through my nephew, who was also a Royal Marine. Sadly, Adam was tragically killed while serving in Afghanistan. He was only 25 years old. And they used to have a family holiday down in Dorset, and they used to stay at a beach hut. Had loads of great memories down there, and this is where he also proposed to his wife. So the fundraising came around by what they wanted to do was to get enough money together to buy a holiday hut where that Marines and their families could go and relax and recuperate and just spend a bit of chilled out time together.
Another long-standing benefactor has been ABF, the Soldiers Charity, but Honorary Secretary Patrick White says it's not something they take for granted.
Public support is very strong today due to the recent operations in Iraq and the ongoing operations in Afghanistan. However, we're very conscious that the public support may start to draw down as the operation in Afghanistan draws down. However, the effects will be long-lasting. And this is why the check today is particularly special on the forthcoming closure of Ryan Garrison Complex. That support will ensure that the ABF has a war chest to guard against and guarantee future support to personnel in need.
Gina Clark reporting for BFBS from Rheindahlen, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.